This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most banned network in the world.
With our government guilty of pushing a deadly experimental vaccine, robbing the nation of its wealth, and starting a war with Russia, who has a superior nuclear weapons arsenal, one has to ask, be it angry mobs or atom bombs, where do these crooks plan on escaping the fallout?
Denver is now handing out free bug out bags to help you just in case you run into emergency. Lisa, all right, I asked you last time, I need to know the checklist of everything I got to put in my bug out bag.
Toilet paper, paper towels, toilet paper, paper towels. We've got cotton balls. Two opportunities to get these free emergency preparedness bags. So really an important effort, especially when we're talking about severe weather.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are going to go and get those bags, but for people who maybe can't make it out there, is there anything in there that's, you know, too tough that you couldn't just put one of those together yourself?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you could easily put together yourself. I mean, if you got any extra cotton balls, you know, paper towels, toilet paper.
The city of Denver is letting the locals know they should be prepared for an unexpected order to get out of town in a hurry. And many people are connecting dots between this and the Denver International Airport. The Denver International Airport has long been rumored to be sitting atop an underground military base built deep beneath the surface and connected to several other underground bases. These rumors are the result of several interesting facts. From 1995 until he was found dead a year later, Phil Schneider gave dozens of lectures claiming to be a geological engineer hired to build deep underground military bases, known as DUMs, for the U.S. government. His father was Captain Oscar Schneider, a former Nazi stationed in Florida working black operations for naval intelligence. Phil Schneider was showing samples of what he claimed were unknown exotic metals. He provided maps of the underground dumps and showed off dramatic scars that he claimed were from a violent skirmish with a non-human species deep underground. In January of 1996, Schneider was found dead in his home, days after he mysteriously died of strangulation. Investigations were never completed, and it was ruled a suicide. His evidence went missing. Before he died, Phil Schneider used his clearance to take investigative author Alex Christopher into the top underground levels of the Denver airport, where they took pictures of a long road heading off to multiple destinations. Built upon 53 square miles of land, 25 miles from downtown, the Denver airport was billions of dollars over budget. Different contractors were hired for each section, some of whom have come forward and claimed it would take days to show you what's down there. Inside the otherwise unimpressive airport, there is a capstone with cryptic Illuminati and Masonic imagery, marking a time capsule buried beneath to be opened in 2094. The airport opened with a famous four-piece mural depicting biological warfare, death and destruction, the surrender of all national sovereignty, and the emergence of a new religion. On the floor, for no apparent reason, is what appears to be the symbol for gold and silver in a mining cart, AUAG, which is also the abbreviation for a deadly strain of hepatitis discovered in 1965. Outside on the surface, the runways form the shape of a swastika, and passengers are greeted by what has become known as Blucifer, a 32-foot horse with glowing red eyes that reportedly killed its creator when a piece of the sculpture came loose and severed an artery in his leg. This is why many people are talking about Denver's bug out bag program, which is good, because now that we know who the people committing these historic crimes against humanity are, we can't just let them slip away into some hole somewhere. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, it's Monday, we're live, September 26th. Find that report, Bug Out Bags, Underground Bases at the Denver International Airport at band.video. We're going to go to break, come right back with all the latest news and information and your phone calls. Please stay with us.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the planet's food supply at every level is being purposely turned off. The planet's energy supply is being purposely turned off. The third world was under 2 years plus of lockdown. And now the very globalists that engineered this are posing as our saviors while they carry it out. And why are they coming out in the open so much and promoting world government, promoting communism, promoting putting microchips in us to buy and sell, promoting pedophilia? Because they're evil, and this is what they want, and they're a cult. And they got a bunch of followers that'll do what they're told for power. So they're going for broke. I'm going to get to that. Spain's Minister of Equality, Irene Montero, says children have the right to consent to sexual relations with adults, including five-year-olds. This is on national television, the government, head of an agency. This is who they are. It's a NAMBLA army. It's a pedophile army. I warned you about for decades. It's what they want is the future and innocence. They want to destroy the human soul. Just like in the archetype of a zombie, they want brains because they don't have brains. They have an envy of life, an envy of innocence. They want to destroy it. Well, let's talk about the evil Raggedy Ann, the former White House press secretary, Jen Psaki. On upcoming midterm elections, former top Biden spokesperson says, if it's a referendum on the president, Democrats will lose. Here's the clip.
If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities.
Now, if Biden was actually president, she'd be scared to say that. She knows Obama is the president. So the arrogance of this. Let's play this clip. White House advisor Keisha Bottoms. Biden's been very clear. MAGA Republican plan is to essentially destroy the United States of America. Trump tried to empower America. Say what you want about the poison shots. Everything else he did was really good. He tried to bring jobs back, secure the border, secure lower crime. He did, made us the number one energy exporter in the world. Everything they say about us is what they themselves are doing. Here she is.
This election is a very important election, not just for Democrats, but also for Republicans, also for independents, and anyone who cares about the United States of America. There is a MAGA Republican agenda that gives no consideration to the rule of law, that has no respect for a woman's right to choose, that wants to defund the FBI. There is a MAGA Republican agenda that thought that it was okay to attack our nation's capital on January 6th. I think people will think of all of these things when they go to the ballot box, no matter what their party affiliation is, and I think that they will vote accordingly.
You know, I've noticed, and I think a lot of people have noticed, a certain phrase that you have been using since the very first answer, and that's MAGA Republicans or MAGA Republican agenda. It is a tough line being taken by the president and by you here right now against Republicans writ large. My question is, will the president and will folks in the administration in the between now and the November 8th elections keep hammering away at that phrase, at that imagery?
Well, I think it will be important for all of us who care about the United States of America to call out what we see. And what we see, again, with this MAGA Republican agenda is an effort to disrupt our democracy. So whether it be through November and beyond November, I think it will always be important to call out any effort there is to destroy, essentially destroy the United States of America. President Biden has been very clear.
Okay, I can't listen anymore of it. So. Everything she said was a lie, except the abortion thing. We're talking about the lives of children. The Republicans want to destroy the country. The Republicans wanted to attack the Capitol. New footage of Ray Epps with the sign ramming the police. Feds know that. Anybody that ran police is a sedition conspiracy charge in solitary confinement, but not him. Footage of it. We're putting it on screen. So, Owen Schroyer was there trying to stop people going in with me. They indicted him. Our cameraman, Sam Montoya, just shot video of it. Indicted. But if you're actually ramming police with a giant metal barricade, hey, baby, you're good, and Raskin and the rest of the committee members come out and defend him. They think you're stupid. Total lies. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's turning up the heat. Hillary has now compared MAGA rallies to Hitler, claiming people waving their hands are Hitler. Just like Democrats the last few weeks said, Christians putting their hands up to God in part of worship and praise is Hitler. They call it the double Hitler salute. These people are ridiculous, but their constituents, folks, are mindless. They actually believe it. So they're defining the American people as Nazis. Here she is.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure, and I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy.
So if you go to a football game and raise your hand or wave or church, you're a Nazi. These people are desperate. And again, the video's on InfoWars.com of Ray Epps helping ram the giant metal barricade into, or the giant metal skeleton of a Trump sign, into the police. FBI whistleblower reveals widespread discussions at the Bureau in bombshell Bongino interview. More of these whistleblowers coming public that they're ordered to target political enemies and frame them. Nasty Rep. Jamie Raskin on the January 6th committee claims he doesn't know who Ray Epps is after standing up for Ray Epps earlier. And the Oath Keepers are forced to go to trial this week on bogus, seditious conspiracy charges. While the government denies the discovery, arrests the key witnesses, and jury bias plagues the kangaroo court process. Total authoritarian lawlessness. I want to go to your phone calls. I just gave out the toll-free number, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to Joel and Fatima and Noah and Charlene and Gary and Ventura, and Diego, Andrew, Bill, Jeremiah, Jared, and others. We're going to take your calls in the order they are received. Please don't forget, we're in an information war. That means when you spread the articles, the videos, tell people about the show, it changes the world. When you don't, the enemy wins. So thank you all for tuning in. You are the most hated people on earth by the globalist pedophile armies, because we're winning, and populists are getting elected everywhere, and we're turning the tide. This is an exciting time, but you are seen by the enemy as the most dangerous people on earth towards their tyranny, because you are. So please spread the word. Please pray for the broadcast. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the trifecta pack of DNA Force Plus, and the high-quality vitamin C with zinc and the vitamin D3 gummies with the calcium, all of it for your immune system. Fall started last week. Now is the time to get fortified ahead of time. Fortify liberty, fortify freedom. Keep InfoWars on the air. We desperately need your support. And fortify your immune system and your body with the special Trifecta Energize Your Immune System Pack, or you can buy them individually for 40% off. We got Pollen Block. We got Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. It's all back in stock. The Ultimate Greens formula as well. All the key wheatgrass and cilantro that's so good for your body. It's back in stock, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have green fiber capsules, $14.95. So amazing for a digestive system and so much more. And we need your support, folks, or you'll see. I mean, we desperately need support now. You can also make donations at InfoWars.com/crypto, and the deep state absolutely hates it. So thanks for your support. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Almost heaven,
West Virginia,
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
And then I'm going to hit the coming out of the closet by government officials promoting pedophilia. It's their religion. We got to come to grips with it. We got to face it. And I also have news that is very positive, but it's also horrific to know. Every day, more top scientists, including FDA board members, European board members of their FDA, go public and say these shots don't work and they're killing people en masse. I have a stack of new scientists coming out now and new studies. But let that sink in, that we knew this was going on 2.5 years ago because we knew the enemy operation. And they knew because they did it. And now it's confirmed. And just let that roll over you, that that's how evil these people are. You're like, why do they want to rape children? Why do they want to destroy their innocence? Why do they want to ruin their lives? What are they... That's the next best thing to killing them. You've got to come to grips, and I'm telling myself that, not just you, that we're dealing with absolute pure evil. What fool would want to sign on and be part of this evil? Only people that play along and pretend they're part of the establishment, that they're going to get ahead by being part of this. No, you'll destroy yourself and us along with you. Joel in Idaho wants to talk about Russia conflict and the NWO. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Longtime listener. I've been listening to you since Fukushima. Really glad to be on here with you today. So just got a few things to say about the whole Russia situation. The left wants war with Russia. If they could, they'd kill every single last Russian. So I think the only way we're going to be able to make our voice heard is by having mass protests in every capital city in the United States and across the world, in Brazil and Germany, France and Italy.
I totally agree. We're on the verge of nuclear war. Even the Pentagon admits that. This crap needs to stop now over a Slavic civil war. No, sir. Needs to stop right now.
I agree. It's completely ludicrous. And, you know, the people in the Pentagon are absolute psychopaths, the ones who are in charge of this kind of stuff, and they want to use their nukes. So it's a match made in hell. So, I mean, if we had 10,000 conservatives in every city, the 500,000 people across the states, I think that would make our voices heard. I don't know what happened.
Oh, there's no doubt that if 500,000 people went to demonstrations in front of government facilities, in front of media outlets, and at military bases peacefully, saying, we don't want war, the troops don't want war, we don't want nuclear war, that would send a message. We need to do that.
Right. And it has to be peaceful. And if, you know, the government provocateurs get there and they start messing stuff up, we have to detain them. We have to police ourselves so they don't do it for us.
What do you make of this new footage that shows Ray Epps hands on the giant steel sign, ramming it into the police? I mean, we have him dead to rights, and Raskin, the head of the committee, has defended him, said he's a great guy, has interviewed him. Now Raskin says he doesn't know who he is. Total perjury by that criminal from Maryland, Raskin.
Yes, they are all criminals in Congress. And Ray is compromised, and he's a tool being used by the FBI. against all of us, and he was really good at what he did. So I think if we keep the heat on him, eventually he'll pop, and we can unravel the J6. I think he is the linchpin of this whole thing. But I was going to say, we can get somebody like Ron DeSantis or Trump, or maybe both of them, other conservative leaders, to come out and say, hey, get 10,000 conservatives in each city. Don't burn anything down. Don't invade. Don't do anything crazy or stupid. Have a sign. Have a candlelight. You know, pray for humanity.
No, I agree. I've been calling for candlelight vigils, and I'm not saying we caused it, but there's suddenly candlelight vigils are happening in the U.S., Europe, you name it, against war.
Yes, I was listening to you yesterday. I think that's a great idea. But beyond that, I just had a few other things I wanted to go across.
You know what? I'm going to step up. Sometime this week, I'll pick a day. We should go to the Texas Capitol and have a candlelight vigil.
It's a great idea. I actually lived in Austin a couple years ago. I was, moved down there in part because of you. But, man, that place has turned into a hellhole. So.
Oh, brother, it is horrible. I mean, only in the central area is it leftist run, but it's like a little piece of San Francisco landed here. Thank you, Joel. All right, let's go ahead and take more calls. Let's talk to Jared in Texas. Speaking of Texas, Jared, thanks for calling.
Wow, thank you so much, Alex. Thank you for the work you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to plug NovusOrdoWatch.org. You got to check it out. Unmasking the Modernists, Vatican II, pedophiles, the fake Catholics, anti-popes, the real church is underground again. So go check it out.
Well, that's the thing. You know, real Catholics, I'm not Catholic myself. I'm just a Christian, but I know a lot of Catholics that I would say are followers of Christ. The hardest fighting people I know are the underground church. People like Mel Gibson and others. I know his dad and know him. But, you know, they're the best people. And, you know, that's why we saw the left attack Catholic schools and the rest of it, because they know that that is a huge growing movement. And this current pope is 100% New World Order.
They're afraid of the rosary, Alex. They're afraid of the rosary. And Saint Athanasius said back in, I don't know, the 300s or something, they have the buildings, but we have the faith. So that's all I have, and thank you so much for all you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, I don't believe in idols, and I'm not saying the rosary is an idol, but it's not an idol in your church to have a cross or an image of Christ to focus your mind. And if you have, you know, a rosary or whatever, you're praying to God, and other people are doing it, and you have the Holy Spirit, it's a focal point, like putting your arms forward. They cannot stand that, because God's a free will God, and if you reach out, I can tell you when I pray privately, I mean, I'll either get on my knees, put my head on the ground, or I just reach out, and that just opens the channel. And it's beyond what you call meditation, and it literally opens the gate. And they're scared of that. And they're scared of people getting on their knees, or they're scared of people, you know, focusing on God, and they just can't stand it. They just absolutely can't stand it, because if you have that crucifix in your hand, and you're holding it, and it's that loop, that symbol of eternity, and you're holding that chain in your hand, and you're just focused. It gives a focal point. So they don't like crucifix, they don't like rosaries, they don't like crosses, they don't like getting on your knees, they don't like reaching your hands out, because it's the ritual of, I'm here, God, I want to find you, and you're holding that crucifix. God, I want you, I love you, I need you, please help us, please help us, please, please, please. That's what God wants. God wants us to repent and seek his face, like King David in the place of the Most High, the quiet place of the Most High. We've got to go to that place. So however you do it, you need to do it, folks, because we're on the verge of nuclear war. We're already in financial collapse. And it's just incredible. All right. I'm going to go to break. I got 2 calls that segment. That's not enough. No matter how good your calls are, I'm going to give each person 2 minutes. Someone take your calls. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take your calls. And again, I hate to plug every segment, but we're not going to be here soon. We are on the verge of collapse, like everything else. So please financially support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, either unsigned, regular price, or the promotional.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need
okay.
money.
All right. This is it. Get crypto. Fund Infowars. sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right?
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Yeah.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I mean, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before
keep
doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment.
And
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Tara W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are taking your calls in the order they're received. Callers bring up really interesting, informative points. And thank you for calling. Charlene from Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
God bless you for the work that you're doing for God's kingdom. I think we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, my question is, why can't Dr. Malone, who created the mRNA vaccine, the technology, which was originally created to go in and attack cancer cells, why can't he take that same technology and use it again to go after the spike protein and the lipid nanoparticles that they're injecting into us with the COVID vaccine?
Well, absolutely. mRNA technology can be used for good. They've used it for evil. But again, it's so experimental. In almost every case they've tested it, it causes a high percentage of side effects, including fatality. So I don't think there's any perfect fix for this.
None at all.
Well, I'm not a genetic engineer, microbiologist, virologist, but yeah, every time they've tried this for 20 years, they've had mRNA for 20 years. They can like cure here. I mean, a decade ago, they did test in just a very small number of people, and it would cure cancer 97% of the time, but the rest of the time it would dissolve the liver. So it's Russian roulette. The problem is it doesn't work. And so it works sometimes, but a lot of the time it kills you.
Thank you for the answer. I think right now everybody's so evil out there. I'm afraid to go outside of my house. These people, I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and these people are like raging lunatics. You know, you're standing in the line and they're yelling at you. And so I hope it's not as bad down there in Texas.
Well, no, the economy is in deep trouble. They're not telling us we're really in a depression, but all the numbers show that. God bless you, Charlene. Just find a good family group, find a good church, stick together. We're going to make it through this. But, yeah, no, the temperature's been raised a lot. Thank you. Let's go to Gary in Florida. Gary, go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I would just make a suggestion when you're at one of your next the impromptu press conferences that you're having. I just think it would be so powerful for you to just speak about all the damages that the vaccines are doing to children, the myocarditis, the heart attacks, like any question that they ask you, just answer with powerful facts about what harm is being done to children.
I agree. Everybody should be going to city council meetings, school board meetings, where they tried to force this, but it failed everywhere, including now New York is failing. But notice they tried to buffalo outside of law and intimidate as many children in places like Portland, D.C., New York, you name it, Chicago, to make the kids take it. And now they're having to pull back because they know they're in deep trouble and it's coming out, it's killing people. Well, they knew the whole time, not the people pushing it to the ground level, but those above it. And so you're absolutely right. Everywhere we can now, we have to point out that we're vindicated. It's true. It was all a fraud.
Yeah, 10-year-olds do not have heart attacks. God bless you, Alex. Thank you.
God bless you. You know, he raises that. At the start of the next segment, I'm going to hit the newest news on that front. It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Noah in Oklahoma. Noah, go ahead.
Hey, it's Noah. I'm 15 years old. I live in Oklahoma. And just want to say it's an honor to talk with you.
Honor to talk to you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, just, you know, in these end times, you really got to stand together with your family. Because nations were never built on one person. You can't go out there and live on your own in these end times. You need a community. And that's what it's going to take to survive in these end times. And we also need Jesus. And he's our only hope. We can't trust on how much guns we have, how much food we have. You know, we can't trust on any of that. It's really, we got to trust on God. And that's the only thing we can do. And community. And that's why God made the church, to stand together, because he knew that men are weak by themselves, but whenever they're together, they are strong. It's armies that takes down countries, not one man. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that and just keep the good fight and just keep doing the Lord's work for us. And
well, I'm trying. I don't claim to be a saint here. I just don't like pedophilia and Satanism and world government nuclear war. Is your family awake, Noah? And how did you find the show?
So my dad has been listening for a long time, and I've been listening with him as long as I can, as remember. And, yeah, I mean, my uncle started listening first, and then my dad caught on. And then, yeah, and we're all awake and just sticking in there and waiting for it to happen.
Well, it's not like you needed me to tell you what was going on, but we have been one of the most successful show exposing the New World Order. Now, though, anybody that ever criticized you or attacked your dad or your uncle, they look like fools now because it's all here now.
Yeah, I mean, like 3 years ago, me and my brother, we'd go, hey, you know, stuff's happening. Stuff's going to go down. And they'd go, ha, 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 you're so funny. But then we're like, we'd like to go back to those churches. We said that because we'd be like, what are you saying now? Because it is going down, like we said. You know, we're not stupid. And then I have a job and I'm telling the guys at work, it's like, hey, if stuff's going down and it's not going to get any better. And they're going, What are you talking about? People are really blind to it. And, you know, it's just the deception of Satan has put, I mean, the Bible says that Satan has put a coded, like a deception over their eyes.
Well, when people turn their back on God, the Bible tells us that they're given over to great delusion. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much, Noah. Now, this caller, Bill in New York, makes me think of Dr. Zelenko. And I was already thinking about Dr. Zelenko that died a few months ago and how quickly we forget what a beautiful soul he was and how much courage he had. Now he's one of the first doctors to go public and save millions of lives with the things he discovered. And he wasn't bluffing. He told me, he goes, look, I got heart failure and cancer. I'll probably be dead soon, but I love you, Alex. Last time I talked to him on the phone, I appreciate you keeping up. And he basically, by the end, was a follower of Christ. He said, we won't know what the next Messiah looks like, just like we didn't know Jesus when he came. But, you know, he was obviously the Messiah. He said that on air, too. He said, you know, he said, I love Christians. I believe Christians are right. And I believe, you know, we're all together, folks. And he was a beautiful soul. And he always talked about people just can't deal with this. It's too horrible. It's too overwhelming. That's why only the Holy Spirit can give you the discernment to understand it. Because you don't want to rape children. You don't want nuclear war. You're not in the New World Order. You're not in their satanic club. So I was just thinking about Zelenko today, and then this caller brings up the point he always made. Bill in New York, go ahead.
Hey, that was a good segue right into that, because that's exactly what I've been trying to deal with lately is exactly that point. Are you there?
I am, sir.
Okay, sorry. I didn't hear anything at first. But you know, so when you first brought Zelenko on, I was super inspired. I actually live not too far from Rochester. I'm over in the north of Syracuse. It's a pretty rural area. You know, people think of New York, they think of the city. You know, I'm out in the country. It's farmland. I own my own small business, and people here are very conservative and kind and but just very naive, you know, I have family that's, you know, they're all conservative, but when I try to talk to them about these things, they it's like their eyes glaze over and they just don't, you know, they say, yeah, you know, that's serious, you know, but they just cannot, they can't accept, you know, in my view is, you know, these people with genuinely good hearts, they just cannot, they cannot wrap their eyes or their heads rather around the idea of what's going on. And, you know, I actually tried to look up Zelenko, you know, I need a better doctor, you know, when all this COVID stuff was going on. And, of course, you know, found out he was sick and that happened and, you know, God rest his soul. But I was leaving my doctor's office the other day after all this stuff with the vaccines, things are finally coming out. My doctor goes, hey, Bill, when are you going to get vaccinated? And I my jaw dropped to the floor. I said, are you kidding me? Never. You know, like, and walked out the door. And so I need to find another doctor. But
well, you, you know, but before you do that, take him a whole packet of info, how it's all coming out as a fraud, and, you know, hammer him with the truth so that at least he's been confronted with it. Thanks for the call, Bill. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The day before Dr. Zelenko died while emergency heart surgery, he made a six-minute statement. Here's 3 minutes of it edited down, dealing with this is the hill to die on. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. I like the latest vaccine news that's so huge. We'll go right back to your calls.
I just came from my doctors, and not good news. My cancer, which I've been fighting for 4 years, has progressed. There's one last ditch effort that may lead to cure, which I'm going to do. But if that fails, then the estimates are unpleasant. But I've been at this place multiple times in the last 4 years. And so when someone lives with that consciousness, something happens. Like something very good happens. You kind of live each day, and you appreciate time. And in reality, just think of it philosophically. You begin to die from the day you're born. No one lives forever. Some people live 20 years, some people live 100 years. But in the grand scheme of creation, it's finite. So in my opinion, it's not important when and how you die. It's much more important how you live. And so, because when and how you die is not in your control, but how you live is in your control. How you think, how you speak, and how you act is within the free will and volition of man. So my advice to people is appreciate the gift of consciousness and life that you're being given. Happy birthday, because every instant of time is an act of recreation. It's a dynamic involvement on God's part for us to be. If you woke up, that's proof that He wants you to be and that you didn't finish your job. And I would say the world will be redeemed or fixed, rectified through acts of goodness and kindness. Even if the sword is on your neck, you should never give up hope. So I do feel the sword on my neck, but I'm still very hopeful, and I live with more tranquility and serenity than I've ever had in my life, which is very counterintuitive, because for the carnage and the malevolence, evil that I've come into contact with in the last 2 years, I would not expect that type of inner peace. But what I've realized is that when you're in alignment, or you seem to be in alignment with the divine will, there's a certain gift of tranquility that's given. And it's not easy, by the way. It's very hard, but so what? And it's a constant struggle, but all the suffering that I went through, I still wouldn't give it up. By the way, I didn't ask for this challenge, but no one asked me. So as I went through it, I am going through it. The serenity is really something I've been seeking my whole life, so I'm very grateful to have it.
Very, very powerful. Dead 24 hours later, roughly. But living on. And that's a universal message of God consciousness, and it's so real. It's so real. We're going to go to your phone calls. We have a special guest joining us coming up as well. We'll continue with phone calls. Thank you for giving. Thank you for supporting the InfoWar. Thank you for your kindness. Because without InfoWars, I can tell you, we would not have exposed these poison shots, and you wouldn't have a 99% reduction in the uptake of them that we now see. People are rejecting it everywhere. You and your actions, all of you, have saved millions of lives, including conservatively in the aggregate. If they'd have kept this rolling, they're going to come back, but we're winning right now. We're winning this round. Your action supporting this broadcast and our guests and what we did here and what unfolded saved millions of people. We did that together. And this isn't about bragging. It's not about that. I got Dr. Peter McCullough and a bunch of others on Joe Rogan, and they admit that's what finally broke its back. Hundreds of millions of views, his biggest shows ever. Even dwarfed the ones I did now, and that's great. I'm glad I'm no longer the number one Joe Rogan interviews. And it's not just what I do on air. It's not just what you do calling in on air. It's what you do in person. It's just as important. And I made the phone calls. I twisted the arms. I said, you share with these people. And it happened. And so that's what we're talking about here, is that this is a critical operation, and we can't continue on without you. When I tell you that we need funds, you see all the headlines, we have hundreds of millions of dollars, that's a lie, so you don't support. You really want me to prove to you by imploding or shutting down that InfoWars is under globalist attack and barely can pay the bills? Don't make me prove it to you. Please just support. Go now. Make the personal decision yourself to take action at InfoWarsStore.com and get an unsigned copy or do the fundraiser copy for the signed copy. And I thank you for whether you get the unsigned or the signed at InfoWarsStore.com. Maybe you already read the book. Maybe you think it's amazing. Buy 10 copies. Give them away. Whatever you do, please support the broadcast, because we really are the most effective operation against the New World Order. I never intended that to happen. Didn't know that would happen. God laid it on me more than 25 years ago, when I was already on air a few years, that I was going to wake up the people that would defeat the New World Order through God's action. And we've done that. You see how most people say we woke them up. This broadcast, not just me, but the callers and the guests and the whole family, the InfoWars. We did it together. God did that through us. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy now of The Great Reset and the War for the World. There are millions of people watching and listening. Only a fraction are going to get the book. If 5% of you went and got the book, our problems of funding would be over. But even if you can't buy the book or aren't going to buy the book, just share the articles and the videos on your text message, your email. Those are the few places where you can still get information out and realize this is an information war. You can also get the limited edition Teddy Roosevelt coin that, again, is a fundraiser coin, a piece of history, a piece of art. It's not being sold as an investment in silver. It's got a big markup on it because we told you it has a big markup because we need the funds to stay on air. It's a fundraiser, 1776coin.com. There's a limited amount left. There's about 5,000 left. We sold half of them. There'll never be any more of these coins made. 1776coin.com. Okay, let's go to more callers. Jeremiah in Washington. You're on the air, Jeremiah.
Hello, Alex. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Seattle. God bless you, man. You are the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you for everything you do, man.
The man, the myth, the meatball. So it's enough about me, brother. What's on your mind today?
So, honestly, I really just wanted to reach out to you guys and give you guys some, you know, product plug if I could. You know, the Bodies product that you guys have has been crucial for my family. You know, I'm the youngest one in my family, and I come from a half-Asian, you know, background. So I wish more Asians would come on to your show and speak up more, honestly. But I know that we like to be the model minority, what have you. Anyways, just going back to the Bodies, you know, I've presented this to my dad and also my mom, and they were skeptical at first to try, you know, to work with this because, you know, they've been having some body joint issues and things like that. Just even just getting up and down from the couch, you know, it was a strain on them. So I was like, hey, try this out. And not even one day later, they came to me and said, the probably the first ever praise I've ever got from my parents was, whatever you got from wherever you got this from, it works fantastic.
Let me say something about that, just briefly. Yeah. The average turmeric pill out there works great. It's 5% curcuminoid. Ours is the strongest out there, 95%. We pay way more to get the strongest turmeric on the market, period. My wife has a lot of joint pain because she plays a lot of sports. And she said to me, well, hey, how is this a lower level on the bottle, but it works better than these big horse pills I take of turmeric? And I said, honey, because it's concentrated. And now she takes this and her hip pain, because she plays tennis a lot, is gone. So, yes, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is that good, brother. Go ahead.
Exactly, exactly. And then I just wanted to say, you know, I'm not too much of a, you know, like a putting on the T-shirts and whatnot and, you know, giving that out. But after this helped out my family, you know, I started to hand this out to my friends. And they have no idea what InfoWars is all about. But I told them, hey, if you want more of this product, which I gave them an unsealed capsule, you know what I mean? And I said, hey, this is for you. Just try it out. Just give it a shot. And they also said the next day, they didn't even wait 24 hours. And they told me, dude, I'm already starting to feel like I'm young again, you know? Like I'm a, you know, basketball player.
Jeremiah, hold on.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.